The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam. As it is here, so it is in Britain. Three terrorist convictions. Adam.
Yeah, morning, Alan. They've been found, these guys at the Old Bailey, of plotting a terrorist attack on a police or military target. They were arrested nearly a year ago now, but it's obviously taken some time to get them to court. There was an undercover sting operation. The guys themselves called themselves the Three Musketeers, but anything but. They spent 5 years planning extremist acts. They'd attempted to go to an Al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan. They are more than dreamers, though. They were caught with a partially made pipe bomb, an imitation gun, gloves and tape, a meat cleaver, a samurai sword. They will be sentenced here tomorrow, and I imagine they'll get lengthy, lengthy sentences.
Absolutely. Good on them. Leave them there forever. 96 years of age, the Duke of Edinburgh. He's retired overnight. Amazing. There he is, straight as a gun barrel in a black bowler hat, eh?
He's done his last solo royal duty. Although it is one of those things, although, of course, we're making a bit of a thing here about his last official royal engagement, the fact is that the Duke of Edinburgh will still pop along with his wife to Mr. and Mrs. events. He'll still be there. It's a bit like when people leave the job, you know, full-time staff, and they come back a week later, you know, as self-employed or something. And so to some extent, it's not the end of Prince Philip or anything. But you know what? 65 years, 22,000 solo gigs, 5,500 speeches. He's patron or president of 800 organisations, though, of course, those are slowly being shedded. He's linked to so many military units that Prince Philip has got 55 uniforms. Where would he put all the tweeds and the wool and the corduroy, for goodness sake, with that number of uniforms? But
22,219 solo engagements. In 1967, he's asked if he'd like to visit the Soviet Union. He said, I'd like to go to Russia very much, although the bastards murdered half my family. All right, Adam.
It's a diplomacy.
Absolutely. Adam Gilchrist in London.